Everyone, welcome to For You. My name's Rainbow.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, do you like flying?
I like to travel to different countries, but I don't like flying at all. Are you scared of flying?
Oh, you know, actually, I love flying. It's like one of my favorite things. I'm super excited. But why are you scared of flying?
It's not because I'm afraid of height. Maybe it's because I'm so scared that I might die in a plane crash or something. So you're not scared of flying, right? Why aren't you scared of flying?
Oh, I think it's super exciting to be like above ground in the clouds, in the sky, going somewhere. And I think it's a feeling of like excitement and adventure.
What if you meet some turbulence?
Oh, it's exciting.
It's
I'm
exciting
super
for
excited.
you, but it's so scary for me.
I think it's because I'm not really scared of dying.
Oh, I
Yeah.
see.
Oh, so in today's article, we're going to talk about some behind the scenes of the people who make sure that flying is absolutely safe. So, of course, even though I'm not scared of dying, it's super, super important to be absolutely safe so that I don't have to be scared of dying, right? So these people are called flight dispatchers. What do you think flight dispatchers do?
I think they need to make sure planes don't crash, but I guess we'll find it out in today's article.
Reading.
Flight dispatchers, keeping the skies safe. You're going on vacation and are ready to board your flight. The only thing on your mind is your final destination. Before your plane takes to the skies, however, a number of things must be taken care of. For example, someone must determine how much fuel the aircraft needs. They might also have to change its schedule in the case of dangerous weather. The people who handle these matters are called flight dispatchers. When it comes to making sure a plane has a safe journey, these workers are the airline industry's unsung heroes. Flight dispatchers set flight schedules and monitor planes' passages from special centers on the ground. From there, they determine how high a plane should fly during its trip. They're also in charge of making sure aircraft and their crews meet safety guidelines. Finally, flight dispatchers track weather conditions to make sure pilots will be able to see clearly during air transportation. Their jobs can be exciting but challenging. They must change various flight plans if there's an emergency, such as a sudden storm.
All right, so in the first part of the article, it says, you're going on vacation and are ready to board your flight. Oh, that's exciting. So we've packed our bags, we've planned the destination, and now we got to board the plane. So if passengers board a plane, ship, or train, that means that it's going to start and they're getting on at the beginning of the journey. So we can say you're boarding or going to board a plane. So I have a sentence for you. It says, you may board the plane of flight 2864 to Frankfurt at gate 12.
Board 这个动词就是登上船、飞机、火车或公车。Board 后面直接加上交通工具就可以了。所以我们说 board your flight 就是登上你的班机。那登上班机的时候，你必须要出示你的登机证。登机证就叫做 boarding pass。So when I'm about to board my flight, I start to feel worried and nervous.
And I start to feel excited. All right, so what does it say afterwards? It says, the only thing on your mind is your final destination. So when we say on your mind, it means something you're thinking about or something that's taking up your mind space. So it's not actually a thing on your mind, but it's inside your head and you're thinking about it.
所以代表你在心中所想的都是你的 final destination, 是你最后的目的地。 But I don't want my final destination on this trip is heaven.
All right, so before your plane takes to the skies, however, a number of things must be taken care of. So takes to the sky means flying, right? So before we fly into the sky, we have to deal with something. So taking care of somebody or something means that you make sure they're safe and provided for. So you deal with, you handle, or you manage any sort of problems that might happen. So if Elsie is really handy and, you know, I can look to her for advice, I may say, she has everything I need to help me take care of my problem.
And you know what? I can take care of you too.
Oh, thank you.
Take care of somebody or something 代表的是负责处理，那也可以是照顾某个人，照料某件事。那文章里面呢，同学们有看出来吗？我们用的是被动哦。Be taken care of. 那至于为什么要还原 be 动词原形变成 be 这个字呢？因为前面有一个助动词 must。另外呢，我们英文练功房要带同学们看到的是 a number of， 还有an amount of 的不同。 A number of 后面加的是可数名词，那相反的 an amount of 后面加的就是不可数名词，它们呢都是用来表示数量的多寡，两者呢可以搭配 great, large 或是 small 这些形容词。 For example, a great number of people were killed in the accident, 代表很多人在这场意外当中丧生。那 people 是可以数的，所以我们前面搭配的是 a great number of。 再来一个例句哦， She saved a large amount of money, so she decided to travel around the world. 她存了很多钱，所以已经决定要去环游世界了。 Money 这个字是不可数的，所以我们前面用的是 a large amount of money。Back to the article. So what needs to be taken care of before the plane takes off?
All right, so it says, for example, someone must determine how much fuel the aircraft needs. All right, so here when we're determining something, we're basically calculating it, we're checking the fuel, and we're seeing how much there is, making sure there's enough, or maybe we're discovering it by looking at the evidence. So you can say that, I want to buy something. I am interested in determining the cost, so I'm going to weigh it and see if it fits what I need.
Determine 这个动词在课文里面解释为核算、确定，那它可以表示下决心的意思。那再给同学们一个例句哦， He determined that one day he'll be an actor. 他下定决心以后要成为一位演员。这边这个例句就在用的是下决心的意思。And we also saw the word aircraft, right?
Oh yeah, so aircraft, this is a noun. This means a plane or another vehicle that can fly. So what's another type of aircraft? Spaceship!
Spaceship!
Oh! So we have airplane, aircraft, I don't know, is a hot air balloon maybe?
Maybe.
It's a vehicle, it could go somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a sentence for you. It says, this aircraft has many new features to improve passengers' flying experiences.
Aircraft 就是飞机或者是飞行器，可以带你到天空里面的机器都可以叫做 aircraft. So here we know that someone must determine how much fuel that the aircraft needs, 也就是要确认飞机需要多少燃料。Fuel 这个字就是燃料的意思了。There are different kinds of fuel, such as gas and coal, 汽油和煤炭都是燃料。So after making sure how much fuel the aircraft needs, what else needs to be taken care of?
So the article says they might also have to change its schedule in the case of dangerous weather. So the schedule is a plan for carrying out a process or procedure, or it could be giving lists of some events, such as a timetable or something like that. So we can keep a schedule in our iPhones or in our schedule book. So I could say, I need to check my schedule to make sure I'm free on Tuesday so I can hang out with you, Elsie.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Okay. All right. So now we have the other word, in the case of. This is a phrase. So when we say in the case of, it's in connection with someone or something, or in a situation of something. So, for example, we can say superheroes often have troubled childhoods. In the case of Batman, Bruce Wayne saw his parents murder. So that's in his case, or in Batman's case, when we're talking about him.
In the case of something, 代表的就是关于或是在某个情况之下。像文章中我们看到的是 in the case of, 后面加上的是 dangerous weather, 代表的是在危险的天气下。什么样是危险的天气呢 ?Like thunderstorms, 雷雨 ,typhoons, 台风或者是 hurricanes, 飓风。如果碰上这些天气啊班机的时间是需要被更改的。And there are people who take care of this for us too, right?
Oh yeah, that's for sure. The article says the people who handled these matters are called flight dispatchers. When it comes to making sure a plane has a safe journey, these workers are the airline industry's unsung heroes. Wow, so we see the word hero here, but it says unsung hero. We're not talking about a superhero like Batman, like I mentioned before, but an unsung hero is somebody who does a great job, but he has no recognition or nobody really knows about it because maybe he's behind the scenes. Or he's doing the background. Like, for example, if we have a theater show, the unsung heroes might be the people in the background who take care of the lighting or makeup. We don't know who they are, but they're super important. And oftentimes, nobody says thank you to them. So in this case, flight dispatchers are people who are super important, but receive very little thanks or effort.
Unsung 这个字是没有被歌颂的，所以 unsung heroes 就是没有被歌颂出来的无名英雄，他们在背后默默的付出。Flight dispatchers are unsung heroes for sure. 中文我们称这些人啊叫做飞行签派员。那我们先看到 dispatch 这个动词是发送、派遣。那我们加上字尾 er dispatcher， 那它就是发送、派遣人员了。So Rainbow, can you tell us more about flight dispatchers?
Yeah, let's move on to the next paragraph. So it says flight dispatchers set flight schedules and monitor planes' passages from special centers on the ground. So what are we doing besides setting the schedules, which we talked about earlier? We're also monitoring the passages. So what does that mean? When we monitor something, it's a verb to talk about observing and checking the process or the quality of something over a period of time. So we're always seeing to make sure nothing's wrong, and we're going to review, we're going to note, maybe write down something and change it if we need to.
所以 monitor 这个动词呢它是监控。那如果呢当名词的话就是跟我们生活比较熟悉的荧幕显示器。
Alright, so the next sentence says, from there they determine how high a plane should fly during its trip. What does that mean from there?
From there 代表的就是呢 the special centers on the ground, 从这个地面上的指挥中心签派员在里面呢工作决定飞机飞行途中的高度。What else do they do?
They're also in charge of making sure aircraft and their crews meet safety guidelines. So we know we have to be safe, but in order to be safe, we have to follow some guidelines. Now, a guideline is a general rule or a principle or a piece of advice. They're very important not only for safety, but also for the organization of a company. So, for example, some guidelines in the workplace, employees should arrive at meetings at least 5 minutes in advance so we can start on time. Or maybe some Taiwanese companies have a guideline that says lunch breaks should be 1 hour from 12 to 1 p.m. so you're not allowed to go outside whenever you want. And finally, employees should have personal and office accounts, maybe for email or some other type of social media. So these guidelines all make sure we're keeping the workplace professional and keeping the airplane safe.
所以呢 safety guidelines 就是安全准则啦。And we also saw this phrase, in charge of. Be in charge of something 代表的是负责处理某事物。For example, do you know who's in charge of this company? 你知道是谁在负责管理这家公司吗？那回到文章。原来呢是签派员在确认飞机和机组员都有符合安全准则。And there's one more thing that flight dispatchers have to do, right?
Yeah, it says finally, flight dispatchers track weather conditions to make sure pilots will be able to see clearly during air transportation. So we have a verb which is track.That means to follow the development or the progress of something. It's sort of a little bit like monitoring, but you're tracking the progress. All right, so I can say Ivy takes notes to track how much her plants are growing. We also have the noun transportation. Transportation is about any type of vehicle that you can travel in, or carry goods in, for example, planes, buses, or trains. So when we say air transportation, we refer to airplanes specifically. So I can say the school campus is accessible by public transportation, which means I can go there by an MRT or a bus.
Public transportation 就是大众运输交通工具。Do you often use public transportation, Rainbow?
Oh, actually, yeah. I take the MRT to work sometimes, and occasionally I'll use buses, but I'm not very good at taking the bus.
You are not good at taking the bus? Why?
Because the directions I get on, I take on the other direction. And I actually...
Then you have to get off and then take another one.
I know, it's so stupid. I have to ask the bus driver. And so I realized that was really stupid. So I've started using Google Maps. So, you know, there's that little arrow.
Uh-huh, and that blue bubble.
Yeah, and then I like turn to make sure the arrow is going in the same direction
as
mine.
Oh, that's how you make sure you are going to the right direction.
My friend made fun of me. I think it's smart.
You'll get better. It's fine. Okay, so we've learned that flight dispatchers have to do so much important work. Do you still remember what they have to do?
All right, so flight dispatchers have two very important tasks. The first one is to set flight schedules and monitor planes' passages. So basically, they're determining how high a plane should fly during its trip. So I've got these two. What else do they have to do?
I think they still have to make sure aircraft and their crews meet safety guidelines.
True.
Also, they have to track weather conditions so that pilots will be able to see clearly in the sky.
That's all sounding really sort of simple, but it's actually not simple at all. It's really, really challenging. So the article says, their jobs can be exciting but challenging. They must change various flight plans if there's an emergency, such as a sudden storm.So, wow, emergencies are things that happen very suddenly without plan, right? And we have a storm as an example. So a storm is a violent turbulence of the atmosphere. The wind is really strong. Usually it has rain, thunder, or lightning, sometimes even snow in really cold places. So we talked about some emergencies. Other possible emergencies could be natural disasters, such as earthquakes or typhoons, or problems with the machinery happening all of a sudden. These all affect safety a lot and really need to be taken care of.
And thanks to these unsung heroes, flying is safe and enjoyable. And I think I'm less scared of flying now.
Oh, that's good. Let's fly somewhere together next time.
But you still have to protect me and comfort me.
Oh, we'll take turns protecting each other.
All right.
All right, so before we do that, let's go to our For You chat and talk about more flying experiences.
For You chat.
All right, so Elsie, I know you don't super like flying, but in our For You chat, we've got a question for you. It says, what do you do to make flying a more enjoyable experience for yourself?
Rainbow, you know what? I have to travel back to the U.S. every year in January.
Oh, how come?
To visit my relatives.
Wow.
But I have to spend 25 hours flying.
Where are your relatives at?
To Nebraska.
Oh my goodness, that's super far. You have to transfer.
It's in the middle of the states, right?
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you are right. And, you know, I have to know how to relax and enjoy myself on the plane, or I would just feel I'm suffering from something.
Oh, what do you do?
So I watch movies.
Okay.
Sometimes I get up and stretch a little bit, and I drink a lot of water.
Oh, that's a really good idea. You know what? When I thought of you flying, I see you wearing really nice, comfortable wool socks and no shoes during the whole flight.
That's nice.
It's a good idea, right?
Yeah. And some soft sandals that you can put on.
Yeah, and you can just be in your pajamas. That's a good idea for next time.
Yeah, that is. How about you?
Personally, my flying experience, I like to wear super comfortable clothes. So I'm just going like in my sleep clothes. And I put on a face mask. So halfway through the flight, if it's 25 hours, I'll probably do this twice. So
because your face got really dry, right?
Oh, super dry. Yeah. And also because the air is not really good. So I would go and I take this little kit of my skincare products and I would go to the bathroom. I spend like, after everybody's eaten, gone to sleep, no one's really using the bathroom. Spend like a good 20 minutes there, like washing everything, brushing my teeth,
Doing
my face, and putting on some lotion, try to make myself feel better. And then when I'm all done with that, put on the face mask and go to sleep.
That's good.
Yeah. Try it next time.
Okay, I will. Good idea. I will.
All right.
Thank you for sharing your ideas.
No problem. All right. So what do you guys do to make your experience of flying more enjoyable for yourself? Talk amongst yourself and we'll see you next time. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Elsie. See you.
Flight dispatchers. Keeping the skies safe. You're going on vacation and are ready to board your flight. The only thing on your mind is your final destination. Before your plane takes to the skies, however, a number of things must be taken care of. For example, someone must determine how much fuel the aircraft needs. They might also have to change its schedule in the case of dangerous weather. The people who handle these matters are called flight dispatchers. When it comes to making sure a plane has a safe journey, these workers are the airline industry's unsung heroes. Flight dispatchers set flight schedules and monitor planes' passages from special centers on the ground. From there, they determine how high a plane should fly during its trip. They're also in charge of making sure aircraft and their crews meet safety guidelines. Finally, flight dispatchers track weather conditions to make sure pilots will be able to see clearly during air transportation. Their jobs can be exciting but challenging. They must change various flight plans if there's an emergency, such as a sudden storm.
Vocabulary review.
Board. We will be boarding the plane in about 15 minutes, so get your bags ready. Determine. The auto repair worker examined the car's engine to determine what was wrong with it. Aircraft. There is an airport not far from here, so aircraft fly above our house pretty often. Schedule. I use a phone app to organize my personal schedule. It tells me when all my classes are. Track. Susie takes notes to track how much her plants are growing and how much water they need. Transportation. The transportation system in this city isn't very good, so it takes a long time to get anywhere.